Hachette Audio presents A Rogue of Her Own, The Wyndham Brides No. 4, written by Grace Burrows, read by James Langton. Look for your bonus PDF of The Wyndham Family Tree. To my great, big, wonderful, irksome, impressive, bothersome, and most of all, loving family. Chapter 1.
Heed me, Miss Charlotte, for mine is the only offer you're likely to receive. No matter that your uncle is a duke, I am a viscount, and you shall like being my viscountess very well.
Charlotte Wyndham had no choice but to heed Viscount Needleby, for he'd taken her by the arm and was nearly dragging her along Lady Belchamp's wilderness walk. "My lord, while I am ever receptive to knowledgeable guidance, this is neither the time nor the place to make a declaration." Never and nowhere suited Charlotte when it came to proposals from such as Needleby. He marched onward, simultaneously walking and pontificating, being one of his few accomplishments.
"I must beg to differ, my dear, for receptive to guidance you most assuredly are not. Married to me, your sadly headstrong propensities will be laid to rest. My duty and pleasure as your devoted spouse will be to instruct you in all matters."